to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Text line if you need to be in touch. Time permitting, 251-343-0106. Joining us on the line, he's the host of Priority Talk Radio in Birmingham, but also heads ALCAP. He's their presence at the Alabama State House. Good to know him over the years. Greg Davis joins us on the line. Greg, how are you?
Good, sir. Good morning to you.
Hey, thanks for making time. Well, how are you feeling about the session now that it's done? Are you glad to get a little time away from that building? Well, for, I guess a little time. I'll never have to go back to that building.
For various things. But, yeah, I'm glad the session is over, certainly. I think anyone who is there every day is glad when it's over. And, Jeff, I'll tell you, I was thinking about it this whole quadrennium, all 4 years. I was there every single day the legislature met. Didn't miss a day. So that's what I get paid to do, and I was there doing it. And, yeah, we're always glad it's over, but, you know, if you leave bills hanging that you were hoping to pass, that's a little bittersweet as well. But we had a good session. A lot of the issues we'd been working on for multiple years finally got across the finish line, and so that was a good feeling.
Yeah, and, you know, some of these, the Ten Commandments and those things are finally done. There's always, more to be done, but you did have some victories, it felt like.
Well, we did. The Ten Commandments. Of course, we expect a court challenge on that, but that's okay. We'll join Arkansas and Louisiana. That'll get it into the third circuit court. So that puts pressure on the U.S. Supreme Court to hear a case like that. We think our law is good, though. We really do, for posting in a historical context in public schools. The bill was written with the others in mind and what the courts had said about it. So we think it's good. Another big victory was getting rid of comprehensive sex education in Alabama. This CSE often pushed from federal programs in partnership with Planned Parenthood, teaching sex ed in our schools, and you can just imagine what all that entailed coming from a group like Planned Parenthood. So that was a big win. Also, the chaplain's bill, this is a big momentum across the country of providing licensed chaplains in our public schools for our teachers and administrators, not for the students, but for the teachers. We have military chaplains, we have fire chaplains, police chaplains, people who deal in traumatic, stress-filled environments. Why would we not provide that for our teachers who are, dealing with our students day in, day out? And, most teachers will tell you they do more counseling now than they ever have before. And some will say they do mostly counseling with our students. So it's a traumatic, teaching can be very stressful in the things you hear and see and know. So providing chaplains, I think, for our teachers is a good thing as well. So it was a good session. Several of these bills had passed the House of Representatives in the past, but we had always had difficulty getting them through the Senate. And so this year we were able to get them through both. It being an election year helped. But I got to say, Pro Tem Gudger, we're getting a whole lot more of our stuff attention with him as the Pro Tem than we were previously.
Well, not all eyes, but a lot of eyes looking at 2027 and what is in store. And I've been saying this all morning and for the last couple of weeks, it's gambling. We'll see what it looks like with a new governor, which have a new legislature. And there's a lot going on in our election politics right now, but it just looks like to me the forces are lining up to try to make another run at a big, big comprehensive gambling package.
Oh, well, there is no doubt about that at all. I mean, anybody that knows anything will tell you that, including anybody can see that coming. They're already lined up. They're already out the gate. And the election is what matters. I mean, May 19th is huge. And, we're going to be fighting it every step of the way, the legalization, expansion of gambling, predatory gambling. I like to always point out predatory gambling is when state governments partner with corporate gambling interest to fleece their own people. And that's what we're looking at. So, the election is it, and the money is big. Mo Brooks has come out with a big expose on a lot of this money, and we knew lots of bits and pieces of that, but he put it all together in an incredible document that's out there. People can see it for themselves, but there's a lot of money being spent in your part of the state, Jeff, on these contested House and Senate races, and the money that's flowing into them, the big money is flowing from gambling interest, and in particular, sports betting interest. And so this is money that is being invested. That's the way, DraftKings and these people look at it. It is an investment, because if they can dump a few million dollars in and get the legislature, then they're going to make, how much are they going to make over the years? Everybody talks about a lottery and money leaving the state, people going across the state line. Well, it looks to me like DraftKings and these groups, they feel like a lot of money is going to leave the state as well, or you wouldn't invest millions and millions and millions into this election cycle.
Well, in particular, this American Conservative Fund, it's a PAC. You mentioned Congressman Brooks and his document. He's running he's trying to unseat incumbent James Lomax, seat he formerly held in the 1980s. But he's running. He's they're really, really going on the warpath against a lot of these. They're attacking a lot of the anti-gambling types running, the more conservative, and they're trying to protect the people who are already in place. I think it's probably the case more than not of the votes they think that are reliable yes votes on gambling.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and I would dare say they've got money in every race in Baldwin County, for sure. I believe so. And probably many in Mobile, especially the open seat for Senate in North Mobile with Rusty Glover and then Harwell, who are running, Glover and Harwell. There is big, big, big money on that side of it. And it's on, they're spending it on candidate Harwell, the American Conservative Fund. I've seen estimates of, it's going to be into the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And so if you're getting those mailers, look and see if it says American Conservative Fund. If it does, that's DraftKings. It's not conservative. And so lots of money being dumped into these races, and especially in Baldwin County. I mean, you guys probably in Baldwin County have more competitive primaries than probably any other county in the whole state, I would say. Just about every one of them has someone running, including Waters, running against Greg Allbritton, and he's there in northern Baldwin County. So you've got lots and lots and lots of this money being pumped into your community, into your listening audience.
Well, yeah, and that's what this is, and it's some of these are the most cynical like mailers I've ever seen, and. But this is what you need to know. If it says that on it, this is, for whatever reason, Senator Elliott may take issue with me making the statement, but they think this is the votes they're counting for gambling, and I think it comes early 2027.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. It'll be first thing out the gate in the 2027 legislative session, if they don't do it before the session. They may do it in a special session, maybe the week before. Just isolate it so they can apply maximum pressure and try to get it done. But look, we're going to have a lot better idea after May 19th. But look, people got to get out and vote, and you better know who you're voting for and what you're voting for. And if, having gambling, lottery in every corner store, and having casinos littered across our state in the years and decades to come is what you want Alabama to be, every body of water, I mean, that's what's going to come. If you want, sports betting, that's going to take down so many of our, especially our young men that are going to get sucked into this. And I know a lot of them are doing it now. Okay. I mean, sure. But if a lot of people are doing it and it's illegal, think how many people are going to do it if it's legal. It's like, it's the craziest thing I've ever heard to say, well, so many people are doing it, we should just legalize it. it's like, look, lots of people are driving up and down the interstate in I-10 or I-65, and they're breaking the law. They're speeding, but we don't take down the speed limit signs. We don't pull the state troopers off the road. No, it's a deterrence, and it makes people check up and say, hey, why shouldn't I drive faster than this? Because we know it's dangerous, and it leads to bad results out on the roads. And it's the same way with people who get caught up in this trap of predatory gambling. And that's what it is. It's predatory. It's intended to grow government. It's going to send money out of the state to these lottery groups who run these nationwide lotteries and these sports betting corporate conglomerates. It's not like all the money is going to stay here. It's going to go out of state. And so it's not what's best for Alabama in the long run. And so I hope people will pay attention and look at these races and find out where people stand. I mean, for the most part, you see the difference. I mean, people that have been in the House, they've got a voting record. And the ones that are running now, most of them are on the record for where they stand on the issue. You look at Harwell and Glover, it's pretty clear. One says he's going to vote for it. One says he's going to vote against it. So make your choice. And it's really not that complicated, but people have got to pay attention to it. But this amount of money that they're pouring into the state, they don't pour that kind of money into something. Who would if you didn't know that you were going to make that money back down the road and a lot more? And that it's an investment from these sports betting corporations in our states, because they know they're going to get a great rate of return if they can buy the legislature and pass gambling.
Joined by Greg Davis, he's the head of ALCAP, also the host of Priority Talk Radio up in Birmingham. So, and I think a lot of people were expecting Tommy Tuberville, the governor, to come in and kind of save the day, and it may be in some ways he will, right? He may, it'll be a different, totally different kind of leadership than Governor Ivey, but yeah. I think that talking about that. He's going to have a ton of political capital, and it wouldn't be that far-fetched to see him make this like his very right out of the gate signature thing. And that's something that we as voters ought to be ready for.
Well, for sure. And we don't know what he's going to do. He has sort of spoken out of both sides, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean he has kind of said, hey, maybe the people should vote, but hey, I hear this isn't such a great thing. A lot of these states' senators that used to be governors that I talked to, but I would hope that he would realize the kind of problem this causes in sports and even in college sports, these prop bets, micro betting, play-by-play, how addictive it is, how corrupt it is when it comes to not only just affecting the outcome of a sporting event, but the players' performances. It's bigger than just the gambler losing money. It's more than that. It messes with the competitive spirit, the competitive nature. You can't trust the sports when you know this much money is on the line. It becomes like, professional wrestling. It's entertaining, but you can't take it serious because you know it's rigged, and that's where this is heading.
Well, what point here about this? So my guess, it'll be a lot like we've seen in the past. There'll be a little discussion about the sports betting component and the casino gaming component, but it's going to be couched as lottery bill. It's going to be lottery, yep. Education lottery. And we're going to, don't you want a lottery? Don't you want to be able to play the lottery? And the reason is they have to hitch the wagon to the lottery to get it done, but there's no reason that if this were really something that people wanted, they couldn't break them up and do them separately. And that's what I think people just aren't aware of. You may be very well for a lottery and, doing what you want to with your money. I get it. But the deal is this isn't going to be what it seems. And that's what you got to also be on guard for. We got you, Greg. I think he dropped there. Anyway, so and then this is a point that you know, what they'll have to use as a license to get it done is, hey guys, we just want a lottery. We just want to give you the opportunity to play the lottery, and you can play the lottery. And if such a the opportunity ought to present itself, and that's why you ought to vote to remove the gambling prohibition from the Alabama State Constitution is the way it'll be presented. Greg, we got you.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I didn't hear everything you said, but it's going to be presented as a lottery because they feel as though that's what's most popular. And all of these other forms of predatory gambling, they need the perceived popularity of a lottery to drag them across the finish line. You know, nobody would go out and vote to legalize casinos across the state. Nobody would want to change the Constitution just so we can have, over the years, we can add casino after casino after casino. No one would do that. So they attach it to the lottery. So the lottery, the perceived popularity can drag it across the finish line.
Yeah. And in the other part of this, like, and maybe this isn't necessarily in your wheelhouse, but the argument's going to be made, hey, we're going to get a bunch of money raised in revenue for this. It's going to be great. But what it's really going to be, I think, who really wants to grow government, fund more government? I've always thought that argument, it kind of rang hollow to me, but I'm sure we're going to hear that too.
Yeah, it'll be the greatest, the most addicted to gambling will be the government. You know, when you legalize, monetize, you know, this kind of thing, you know, this behavior, then the government becomes dependent upon it and needs it. Yeah, it's a huge government expansion. It's not conservative, it's not new money. You know, let's just think about it. This is not new money. Sure, you got some people that go across the line and buy lottery tickets. But look, people cross the state line and do lots of things, and we don't make as big a deal about all that, do we? But some people cross the line and they buy lottery tickets. You know, other than that, this isn't new money. This is money that people are going to spend that they're already spending in other manners, and within, you know, most of it within the state of Alabama. When they buy money, people in Birmingham that don't have quick access to the lottery across the state line in Florida or Tennessee or wherever, this is money they're spending on groceries. This is money they're spending at Walmart or their local Chick-fil-A or, you know, wherever it is they do business. This isn't new money. You're just displacing revenue.
Greg, folks will find out more about what you're up to, ALCAP or anything else, Priority Talk Radio. Tell them how to find it.
Yeah, you got it. ALCAP.com, PriorityTalkRadio.com. That's it, Jeff. Thank you, man.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Greg Davis, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Life was ticking back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears.